kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Und ein sehr guter, gesunder Morgen zu all unseren Einhörern. Sie gibt uns viel Vergnügen, dort mit euch allen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan with my co-hosts today, Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. So we're just the three Ks. Judy, wherever you are, hope you're well, and hope you enjoyed listening to us from a distance. Here we are today, the 11th of December 2025. Kann man glauben, dass ich nur zwei zu drei Tage.
Drei
Tage zu Chanukka.
Ja, Sonntag.
Kannst du das glauben?
Montag war ja Sonntag.
Wie die Zeit flitt. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will be bringing you once again an exciting and interesting show, with a show focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language, and we'd love to hear from you. So make a note of our contact details. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie will once again be telling us some interesting and exciting Yiddish stories, which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a number of English words to be translated to Mamaloshan. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will give us a hint about her topic. So Shoshana, over to you.
Danke, Hilton. Und ich will anfangen zu sagen, einen guten Frühmorgen zu allen. Und heute ist unser 52. Wedding Anniversary, Baruch Hashem.
Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
25, that's
Nein,
not bad.
52.
Ich bin dyslexic.
Ja, so Baruch Hashem, today is our 52nd Wedding Anniversary. Sure. Mazel Tov to my dear husband. And wir gehen weiter, Baruch Hashem. Ich will nur gehen, was ich gesagt habe, in der letzten Woche, was Reb Eli Mansur hat gesagt, wegen der Or HaGanuz. Der Or HaGanuz ist ein Licht, ein heiliges Licht, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat in der Welt. Und er hat es weggenommen, weil es gewinnt zu heilig für die Welt. Aber Reb Mansur hat gesagt, als für die erste Halbshow von der Anziehen von der Menorah, die Or HaGanuz kommt zurück und man darf gucken auf das, concentrate on it, daven with intensity, und man kann hoffen an Yeshua, daven für alle unsere Sachen, was man darf hoffen eichet. Das ist eine gute Zeit, das ist eine Zeit, der Halbshow, als wir ziehen das Licht von Chanukka, was kommt Sonntag, im Mir Tashem. Und davenen in dem Zeit, was wir da haben, in Yeshua für Klal Yisrael. Ich habe mehrere Sachen zu sagen, aber ich will sagen, ein bisschen später, Hilton.
Okay, guter Zeit.
Okay, so should I just explain sure. what I said? Okay, so I'm just revising what I said with Rabbi Mansur last week, and that is that the Or HaGanuz was a light that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of the world, even before the sun was created, but he saw that it was too holy for the world and that it could be misused, its holiness could be misused, so he took it away. But Rabbi Mansur said that for the first half hour that we light the Chanukah Lech, that is 4 hours basically, because half an hour for 8 days, he says that the Or HaGanuz comes back. Therefore, we should sit for that first half hour of the lighting of the menorah, concentrate, daven with intensity, and we should have our salvations in Mitzvah Hashem to come without suffering, and we daven for our personal situation and also for Klal Yisrael.
Thank you, Shoshana.
This is the Kumsitz.
No, Ronnie. It's your turn to tell unser Meister.
Aha, Meister willst du hören. Okay. Sie gewinnen einen Mann, wo sie geblieben in einer größeren Stadt in Amerika. Und er hat gesehen, die Kennkäufe in einer größeren stickel property in the center from Stott, but had nigi had genug geld.
There was a fellow living in America, in a big city in America. He was living in the city where he was living, and there was a piece of land that he wanted to buy, but unfortunately he didn't have the bucks.
Hat er weggegangen zu seinem Freund und hat gesagt zu seinem Freund, weißt du, es ist eine gute Proper, einen Platz zu kaufen, den Binyan. Und ich habe nicht genug Geld für das, weißt du, sein mit mir als Schütter.
So he went to visit a friend of his and he said to his friend, look, there's this property in town. It's got a nice big building on it. It's a good spot. It's a good investment. But unfortunately, I don't have enough money to buy it. Are you prepared to become my partner?
And Kane sagt nicht gesagt. Geht er weg, eine Woche, zwei. And er gefind euch, that the friend was at gegangen zu gekauften Binyan.
That the what?
So, some time goes past, he doesn't get an answer from his friend, and 2 weeks go past, and he finds that his friend actually went and bought the building himself behind his back.
Hat nicht gewinnt zu Freilach, hat angefangen zu schilten ihm. Und sie nicht gewinnt gut genug, hat weggegangen zum Rov. And the Rav had gesagt, and told the Rav the Meister was it passiert. And the Rav had him gesagt, the base was gay, and freed him from Achille.
So he started cursing this friend of his, and this started, went on and on and on. And then after a short while, he realized that he was obviously doing something wrong, and he went to speak to his rabbi. And he explained to the rabbi what the story was. The rabbi listened to him and he said to my friend, he says, what you've got to do is you've got to go and apologize to your friend that ditched you, so to say.
And he said, so to have you gone to him, and Nick Dost Nicky Walton said, I'm geicket and gemacht him krank. And had nicht gewollt gehen, but in so fort er weggegangen zu ihm und gesagt, das ist nicht schöne Sachen getan von mir, dass ich hab dir gegeben eine gute Sache und du hast mir verlassen und genommen das allein, nicht schön.
So he thought about it and thought about it and he said, well, he didn't feel good about going to apologize to his friend. But he had to do it. The rabbi told him so, and it was the right thing to do. So he went to his friend, and he acknowledged that he had bad-mouthed him, and he had cursed him, and that he hadn't thing. But he said, look, it's still, whatever you did wasn't right. I told you about it, and you went behind my back, and you bought the property.
Geht er weg, 3-4 Monaten, and es kommt noch a property auf den Markt. And unser Freund was angefangen, geht er weg, and he kauft us.
So 2-3 months pass, and another property goes for sale on the market, and the friend went and buys this property.
The first guy
and bought the property. Now he had enough money for this. Obviously, it was a smaller investment. Had enough money.
And the waste was? Dein Freund wollte reinkommen und sagte, nein, ich habe gekauft das allein, ich darf den nicht haben.
So, his friend that had went behind his back and bought the other property himself came to him and said to him, look, I'd also like to be a partner in this property. And he said, sorry, no, I bought it myself. You bought your property with leaving me out of it. I bought this property myself.
Kommt ein großer Konglomerat. And them gewollt haben den property was them but so gekauft.
So
geht er, na, weg ein paar Wochen, man hat nicht, weiß nicht genau. Er geht er weg ein bisschen Zeit, kommt ein größer Chivra, and they cave and they sagen zu uns erster Freund, sagten sie, du weißt, dein Binyan ist der Platz, was wir da haben. Wir haben ein Rum. Habe ich oben mir the property und wir wollen das kaufen, wir haben ein ganzes Stück.
So it's the expensive property, the very first property.
The second property.
So a conglomerate arrives on the scene and they come to the guy who was double-crossed. Then they said to him, look, we've got all the properties around your property and we'd like to buy your property. In fact, we want to buy your property and we'll obviously pay you a good price for it.
So, what okay, the Kempsters gave him and it gemacht a price for them and them das geglichen and das gekauft. Es kommt doch raus, them bezahlt drei viel mehr was hat bezahlt zu kriegen das. Hoping they bought sold for them property.
So he thought about it and he went and he sold this property to them. And he was very happy about it because they had paid him three times what it originally cost them. Yeah. So
Geist zu weisen, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam feared the world.
So it just goes to show that someone else is...
Another example.
Of who's driving the world. Yeah. Okay. Ronnie, I've learned a lesson. Was for a Meister.
Yeah. Schöne Meister.
Craig?
This is the Kumsitz.
So here we are, the 3K is back on air to continue with the show. Shoshana, now to you to talk about your topic.
Thank you. Rabbi Breitowitz hat gesagt von Parshas Vayishlach, von dem letzten Parsha. Als für was hat Jakob wieder gegangen zurück across the Jabbok and was hat gedacht, the river, the Nahr, the river.
Dvina.
Dvina.
A river is a Dvina, right?
Zu kriegen, was hat er gegangen zurück dort zu kriegen? Hat er gesagt, er darf kriegen, die Pachschemen. Und er hat gesagt, dass er umgeheben mit Noach. Noach, als er hat geschickt, die Jona, Zippor Jona, zu sehen, als das Wasser da weggegangen, hat die Zippor gekommen zurück mit einem Olive Branch. Aber an der Olive Branch eigentlich gewesen, Olives. Und Noach hat das genommen und das gedruckt und herangelegt in ein Pach. Dem Pach Oil, dem Pach Zayet von der Olive hat er gegeben das zu seinem Sohn Shem. Und Shem gewinnt die alte Seite von Abraham Avinu. Und er hat das gegeben zu Abraham Avinu, Abraham gegangen zu Yitzchak und Yitzchak gegeben das zu Jakob Avinu. Und Jakob hat gedacht gehen zurück zu den Jabbok zu kriegen, das, was er das geblieben dort und Vater, das er gewinnt, als er Choshewe Pach, Pach Oil, what's Oil?
Pach Scheme.
Und jetzt, Rav Breitowitz sagt, als er gekrogen das, er hat das gesagt, als von der chassidischen Sephorim, dem Makor, was er gesagt, der Pachschemen, was er gewinnt durch die ganze Masse, was er jetzt gesagt, gewinnt derselbe Pachschemen, was der Makkabim hat gefunden in der Chanukah Meisa.
English, Bavakasha.
Okay. So Rabbi Breitowitz said that in last week's parsha, the parshas of Ayigash, Yaakov went across the Yabbok to get some jars. Now, why would he want to just go in the middle of the night and go and get some jars? What is the importance of these jars? So Rabbi Breitowitz says he gets it from the Hasidish Sephorim, that's the Makor, the source of it. He says that Noach took the olive branch which the dove brought back to him. It didn't only have leaves, it also had olives on it. And he squeezed that into a container. He gave this container to Shem, his oldest son, and then Shem's great-great-great-grandfather was Avraham Avinu. He actually met Avraham Avinu after he came out the ark, and Avraham gave it to Yitzchak, he gave it to Yaakov, and Yaakov went across to fetch it because it was such an important piece of property that he had left behind. And also we are told that during the Maccabim, when they were searching for pure oil, the pure oil that they found was this exact same pach oil that hadn't been touched by the Yavanim, and was pure oil that they can use to light the Chanukia with. Mm. And I've still got a little bit more to say about that, but I'll further.
Good. I just found an article in one of the things that I subscribe to that comes ends up, I think it's World Israel News, but it's a very interesting thing to say that the ancient wall built by the Chashmonaim was discovered in Jerusalem.
Recently?
Yeah. The segment of the wall dating back to the latter part of the 2nd century BCE has been discovered in the old city of Jerusalem. In a statement released last Monday morning, the Israel Antiquities Authority announced that it recently unearthed a large segment of a wall built by the Chashmonaim over 2,100 years
ago. So they had to have special dating to know.
Yeah, no, so they've gone and they've done the necessary and whatever have you. And the point that they make is there's much more to this wall than meets the eye. It's clear that it was systematically destroyed and razed to the ground. This was predetermined destruction, not the result of the ravages of time. And this raises the question that who was responsible for the wall's destruction? But it just goes to show that now, after 2,000 years, they still find that, the wall was built around Jerusalem.
Connection to the Chashmonaim.
Yeah.
Yes, Erev Chanukah.
Okay, yeah. So the last closing comment of the article is the archaeological discoveries allow us to connect to the historical continuity that binds us, the Jews, to Jerusalem and demonstrate and exhibit our proud heritage to the world. It's exciting to see how the stories of Chanukah are coming to life on the ground.
Very good.
So, Shoshana, your topic was very interesting.
Yeah, you get it. Sehr fein. Ich habe gehört, sie wollen reiten von Machane, sie haben gewollt reiten von Musenberg, sie haben gewollt reiten von Dornfontein. Welchen Platz muss man umfangen?
Umfangen von Machane jetzt, wann wir sind in Machane-Zeit.
Nein, Dornfontein sagt jetzt. Machane jetzt ist, wir haben Benaike, wir haben jetzt 1200 Menschen beim Platz.
Sure.
And
was ist der Name von der
Hartenbos?
Hartenbos.
So right from George.
The topic was raised last week, or the question was raised last week, that they would like people, our listeners would like us to talk in the show about the olden days. And Ronnie raised the question now of where should we start?
Yeah.
Should we talk about the youth camps? Should we talk about Dornfontein? Should we talk about Yovel? Should we talk about what?
Yovel given they are interesting, weißt du, von davon.
Yeah, because that's where we came from.
That's right? Exactly where.
That's what made it interesting.
Yeah. Shouldn't we speak about Camp Valle, das ist Camp Zeit jetzt?
Right. Yeah, but since I've gesagt, dort haben jetzt 1200 Kinder, Menschen, in Hartenbos, einer von den größten Machanot, die sie haben da in Afrika, Bnei Akiva. Und sie gleichen das sehr. Ich habe drei eingeklagt dort. Und sie sehr.
And having a good time.
Ja. Sie haben gemacht andere Sachen. So haben sie gehabt ein Stückel Grund, wo man gekauft in 1963, 64, gedenken sie genau. Für größte Geld, die sie gewinnen in diesen Zeiten, der Föderation. Gesagt, wir sind über Bottle, wir bezahlt da sehr viel Geld, und wer wird zahlen das Geld? Und wir haben gesagt, nein, so haben gesagt, was, du weißt was, wir kaufen halb wird sein bei uns in unserer Kirche, und halb kann sein bei Bnei Akiva.
Okay.
Aber von dort, und das sagt Menschen, und gute jüdische Menschen, unsere Menschen, herangeschaffen dort Millionen. Sie haben Gebäude, zwei Swimmingpools haben sie dort. Sie haben einen Platz von der Tiere, so haben sie gemacht. Es ist sehr klein Tiere, aber das ist für die Doktorin. So haben sie ihre Tiere. Der Tent, wo sie haben, ich weiß nicht, was der Tent ist, ein Machane. Es ist so ein beautiful Tent. Früher Jahren zurück haben wir gewonnen in Gordons Bay. Und es ist angefangen zu blasen.
Oh, ich denke ich doch.
In der Naval College, wenn wir gegangen dort. Und wenn wir dort da reingekommen, der Padloger gewinnt, er sei klein, ihr kennt Essen von der Padloger. Und wenn er rausgegangen, nicht gewinnt, er sei rein. Mhm. Das ist der Jam. Sie halten den Platz sehr, sehr schön. Aber ich sage es in Englisch.
A tent is a, in Yiddish is a tent.
A tent, yeah. Well, we built new tents. We used to send our stuff to Port Elizabeth with active transport. We used to pack it up and go back. But now that we've got our own campsite, everything stays on campsite. They've built buildings, rooms, with bathrooms, a bedroom and a bathroom, and everybody eats in the Chadar Ochel. But it's unbelievable what they've done.
Have you actually seen these premises?
I've been there.
Oh,
when was the last time you went?
I think 4 years ago. And now since I was there four years ago, it could have been straight after COVID, I'm not sure. Or just before COVID, it was unbelievable. And it's they put in millions.
Because I went to Bnei Akiva, but it was in Port Alfred. We went to that port.
Yeah.
At Bnei Akiva, Port Alfred.
Yeah.
Hartenbos, I think, was Habonim. They had a...
No, they've got it. They're not far from us.
Okay, so they're still in Hartenbos.
But then it was a passiert, Ron, as they gekommen to do a raid, Habonim zu uns.
Beitar came and raided us.
We were in the naval station.
And the naval station.
We had all those pipes, those water pipes, remember?
Yeah, we put those pipes on them. That's all it was.
Good.
But we were the thing. But in the one part, they came and they painted the toilets schwarz. So you went in the middle of the night. Have you gesetzt have dort in geworden in ganzen schwarz.
You can painted on the naval base.
No, at the campsite.
They wouldn't have had the guts to do it on the naval site.
Das sind gebeten. In those days, Niki hatte the TV, radios, and Benetzion given them verblonget and them geschickt hat the CSO and Niki hat CSO and all that. And they have told us to come and dorten to see who we can. They have gone. We have gone to Affenberg, and they have come to Affenberg. Us have come from Bergen, and we have dorten. They have a tunnel. So we have thought, start the tunnel in the middle, Berg by night. And can't say they have seen. And can had a bit of Essen Berg, not war, not a sad thing. But the tweede then after she went a Sarabatavis then. And that's then, yeah. Okay. That's the Jordan.
So he has an SMS. Thank you, Javi, for coming to tell us this. Habonim is in Hermanus.
Hermanus, yeah.
Okay.
Wer does his weg so?
Javi. Ich weiß nicht where is Javi, but thanks anyway, Javi.
Javi is in Hermanus, yeah. Okay.
No, Chavi says Habonim is in Hermanus.
Wie weit ist das von Abumim seinen?
Wir sind in Hartenbos. Ich gedenke nicht. Mm-hmm. Aber das ist nicht in meinen...
Not on your map.
Not on my map, but a show mit zwei.
They're probably down the road.
Yeah, down the road, yeah. Jetzt gehen sie, die erste, einzige Sache, was sie gebeten alle Jahren, jetzt gehen fliehen wir uns. Alle haben gegangen mit den Bahn und jetzt fliehen wir.
Das ist ein paar Jahre, ne?
Ja, paar Jahre, also drei, vier Jahre schein, was ja, mir flieht.
Wir haben nicht eine Banner.
Ja?
Wir haben nicht eine Banner, was geht.
Ja, so, da haben wir eine Banner, das geht in Atembus. Und das ist nicht
das
weit
Arbeit, von... Da haben wir eine Banner, was arbeitet?
Ja, sicher.
Okay.
Ja, aber sie machen es recht jetzt, alles Ding, was sie dort gebrochen geworden wird. Wenn sie gewinnen, Jahren zurück, alles die gewinnen, Leute, mit einer Reise geworfen, alle Kissen dort. Zu viel Erfahrung haben sie uns nicht gewollt nehmen. Jetzt schickt man mir 1000 Trommels
auf dem Weg.
Auf dem Weg, gehen mit Lauders und sie gehen. Und es geht, Kaseide, keine Ahnung nicht, wie viele 1000 eiserne Kasten ja. Wegen.
Ja, it's amazing.
Sie dürfen sehen, dass sie viel von daheim, die
Chalichim. Nein, aber du weißt, ich habe gehört, sie haben ein Fleischgeschbein für Fleisch, und das ist nicht im Ganzen, gemacht 3 Millionen für Fleisch.
The food, what you're saying, Ronnie just made a comment to say that they have an account for the cost of meat that they supply to the campers of over 3 million rand.
Yes, and does it need them cash one again?
Yeah, well, that would just be for meat.
Yeah. Sure. No, meat and noch ein paar. No, meat and. Ich meine, does it need the ganze? They gave an under Fleisch echt. But it's 3 million rand.
Sure. Unbelievable.
Saar Geld.
All right, so
you can't believe things like that. You're moving mountains. 1,200 people to be on site. It's a hotel.
Yeah,
hotel, unbelievable.
Bigger than a hotel,
yeah.
Javi, thanks for your message and thanks for listening. Javi says she lives in Israel and she loves our show.
Ah,
so
who lives in Israel? Who?
Javi, we want to know where you live. Javi, אנחנו רוצים לדעת איפה את גרה.
נו, יא יא יס רטמן.
Javi, we want to know where you live in Israel. And then of course, Cindy.
Yeah, was Oxie.
Well, what do you think? Happy anniversary to Shoshana and Gerald, to many more in good health and happiness.
Ein großen Dank,
Cindy. 25 Jahre.
Ja. Right, great show, 3Ks, good stories and great music. Shabbat Shalom, Am Israel Chai. Love Cindy.
Thank Cindy.
Cindy, you're the only constant one.
Yes, she gets auf Deutsche echt.
Also. But she'll listen to us auf Deutsche.
Ich weiß nicht.
Wo geht sie auf Deutsche?
In Cape Town.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You just need a computer.
Cindy gewinnt. Also ich kann nicht sagen, sie gewinnt. Cindy wird gewinnt.
She must have been a flower girl.
She was a flower girl. She was too small. She was born when we were. Cindy she was born when we
52
when
years
we got
ago.
Married.
Sorry, yeah. I was thinking. Ronnie said 25 years.
Ronnie said he's dyslexic.
Oh, I see. Sorry, Ronnie. I never knew you were dyslexic.
Yeah.
Ich habe gesagt 52 und er gesagt der andere.
25.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
When they ask me how old I am, I tell them I'm dyslexic. I apologize before I tell them how old I am.
I see.
Anyway.
Okay.
Do you want to know what's in this week's parsha?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay.
Javi again. No, this is not Javi. Sorry. Javi lives in Netanya.
Ah.
Okay.
So Netanya is the second best part, I suppose, of Israel. And then there's another one here from Mavis. I also live in Israel, in Ramat Bat Shemesh, and she loves the show. In
the House of the Rising Sun.
And she loves your show.
A großen Dank for uns, als du herzlich zu uns.
Well, it's fantastic. Great. I'm impressed that now we're getting people from Israel calling.
Aber ich denke, sie alle mal gehört uns, aber jetzt schaben sie rein bei uns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
This is the Kumsitz.
Craig, did Judy send us a song?
Yeah, but we want to. Let's rather do words or something. You want to do
I'm
some
Hilton
words?
I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-host Ronnie and Shoshana Kaplan. And so, to all our listeners out there, share your
thoughts. Those in Israel also, they're fantastic.
To all our listeners out there, even those in Israel and those in America, if you're awake at this time of the day?
No, they're schlafen yet.
Well, there might be some people who are listening.
Okay.
Share your thoughts with us on any subject that you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows by sending us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 or an email from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. Ronnie, your turn to give us a few words.
Okay, what's fast asleep?
Verschlafen.
Good. What's tired?
Mid.
Oh, yeah. Shana, brilliant.
Thank you.
Shana, what's an ark?
A teva.
Very good. Chase away?
Avekjogen.
Avektreiben, okay.
Avektreiben.
Yeah. What is to drink?
Zu trinken.
Drinken, yeah, okay.
Obviously, it depends what you're drinking.
Yeah, you can make a lachaim.
Yeah. You drink Wasser. Brampfen is a lachaim.
Yeah, what is empty?
Leidig.
Very right. Good.
What's to earn?
Zu verdienen.
Verdienen.
Carry on?
Once again.
Carry away, I mean.
Avektrogen.
Hurry up.
Mach gich
is right. What is ill?
Krank.
What's horrible?
Mies.
No, a person who's a horrible person.
Nicht ein Mensch. A schlechter.
No.
Well, schlechter is a bad person, and yeah. Horrible is...
A schlechter.
Was heißt davon nicht was?
No, I'm not giving you the any
hints.
What
was it? Help me.
What for? You're supposed to know these things.
A horrible person. Nicht an mir selber.
A paskudnik.
Yeah.
To change.
Biten.
Right. What's to drag something?
Schleppen.
Schleppen.
I know.
Ich weiß.
Was weiß ich?
Ich weiß alles.
Was weiß ich?
Okay.
Wieso? Was weiß er?
Ja.
Has a food lotion.
No. Okay, what's like?
So haben wir
lieb.
No.
What do you mean to like?
You like to eat it. What is
it? Ich hab auch Geschmack.
Na,
Geschmack.
Ja. Gefällt mir.
Gefällt mir.
What's a menu?
A menu is a menu.
That's right.
See?
What's a learned man?
A Talmud Chochem.
Right. Out of sorts, a person is out of sorts.
A Ibeldig.
No.
Ich fühle sich Ibeldig, ne?
No.
Ich fühle sich nicht.
No, it's got some, must be a bit of slang in it.
Huh? No, it doesn't feel right. Verkrochen.
Verkrochen.
And the last person?
Is it verkrochen or zukrochen?
No, verkrochen.
Verkrochen.
Okay. The last person, the letzte Mensch.
The letzte. What is the light?
A Licht. It's coming out.
Yeah,
that's exactly where I put it in. Over clever.
Überklug.
A chochem.
Not selten.
Not
very
often.
Seldom.
Not often. Very seldom.
Very seldom.
Okay.
Selten.
Yeah. What's a paradise?
A Canadian.
Correct. Okay.
You will all along gehen dort, nein?
Nein. Es ist full bad.
Es ist full, es ist ein hohen Platz.
The lower level.
Unterdreht.
Unterdreht and can sein niedriger.
Niedriger.
Little work.
Bissala Arbeit.
Wenig Arbeit.
Day before?
Der Tag früher.
No,
a früher der Tag.
Nein.
The day before.
Eiernächten.
Eiernächten.
Eiernächten. Very good. Okay, you people are actually very good here. I asked you that. That's about that. I've got most of them, yeah.
Ronnie, look up a few more words there. We need a few more words.
I don't know.
Go back to your old words.
Okay.
I just want to finish with the Keturah, the speech parsha.
Okay.
You
look for your words in the meantime. Shoshana will finish off with the parsha.
Oh, she's finishing parsha, okay.
Dem parsha, mi leinen wegen the Keturah. Sachim, was Jakob Avinu gegeben zu Yosef HaTzadik. Und das meint, als Jakob Avinu gesagt, als is my favorite one. This week's parsha, we speak about the strapped coat that Jakob gave to Yosef, and it showed that he was a favored one. In the Pesukei de Zimre, every day that we daven, David HaMelech sagt dort in Eichet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors his nation. And during the Mizals, when we had those Tilim, the Goyim had gesagt that they aim sehr gut, aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu helft uns die ganze Zeit. Und dem Dienstag, wo wir mit meinem Mann gegangen zu der Handspecialist, und wir reingegangen dort, und mein Mann trug da ein Yarmulke, trug der schwarze Gott zu ihm, du bist HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favorite, you are from God's favored people. Zei wurde gesagt. The God gesehen the Yarmulke Gerald gesagt wie vom Happy Bees. So the Goyim da wissen as HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. And what did Gerald say?
Kein Sache. Thank you. So we da wissen as HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat dein Welt and give achting auf uns und Bezrat Hashem mit kennen das kommen zu Yeshua bald mit Mashiach im Merz Hashem.
Please God, Baruch Hashem. So, there's different kind of traditions from around the world. The Ashkenazis do one thing, the Sfadim do something else. So, one of the things that the Ashkenazim do...
For
Hanukkah traditions from around the world.
But they do.
So, Ashkenazim, we put the menorah in the window in order to... So that the passers by can see.
Yeah, to advertise
the miracle of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
In Morocco, Algeria, and other North African countries, they hang the menorah on a hook in the doorway. It's also so that people passing by can see, but from a hook in the doorway. Then Chabad also hang their menorahs. Don't leave it on a wood. They traditionally hang their menorahs. In the Jews in Romania, Austria, okay, carry on, Craig, head break.
This is the Kumsitz.
Sikavin, a Rosh Yeshiva and a Gehata Sach Talmidim. The Rosh in the Yeshiva given say, the Rufen Zucha stipends. If you go and you learn in yeshiva, you get paid for learning in yeshiva. So given a rov dorten and the kind the yinglacher kommen sagen von wann machst du ein Leben? Du arbeitest du a ganze Tag und von wann kriegst du Geld? Sagt ich hab 12 Kinder. Und wir können nicht alle mal gehen auf Datsche zusammen. Nimm ich weg 6 Kinder und ich gehe weg. And we come zurück, and when ich hab no Zeit gegeben, in the under 6 Kinder auf Datsche. Fantastic.
So there was this Rosh Hashiva, who had 12 children, and he was the Rosh Hashiva of a big yeshiva. Someone asked him the question, and he said, "Well, I've got," and he answered them. He said, "Look, I've got 12 children. But the problem is that when we go on holiday, we can't all 12 of us go together. So I take 6 children, take 6 with me, and then we come back. And the next time we go on holiday, I take the other 6 that I haven't taken on holiday."
So einmal hat er gewinnt auf dem Weg, Und es ist ein Mozai Shabbos, und er gekommen, ging zurück zu der Yeshiva, und er ist auf dem Weg, und er hat nicht genug Delek.
Oi.
Und der Motor ist aufgestellt.
So, one day he was coming back from one of his holiday breaks, and his car stopped because he didn't have any fuel left to go in the car. So they stopped on the side of the road.
And Emerson vorbeigegangen und gesehen, er steht dorten. Er sagt, jetzt guckt euch da rauf. Er ist umgegangen auf dem Weg ein bisschen. 2 Minuten später denkt er von, bei sich allein, sagte zu sich allein, ich kenne den losen dorten. Ich gehe in sehen, was tut sich. Und er wäre gegangen zurück dorten, sagte, kann ich euch helfen? Sagt, wir haben nicht kein Delik. And then we darf haben Delik.
So he was stuck on the side of the road there with his 6 children, and someone drove past, looked, and just carried on driving, and then thought, hang on. There's so many of them there, I can't leave them standing on the side of the road by themselves. He went back and said to them, sorry, but I see you stuck here. Can I help you? He said, yeah, unfortunately I've run out of fuel.
Und er gesagt, okay, ich will den nehmen zu a garage, Tachanat Delik, und wir kriegen von dir Delik.
Benzin.
Benzin, zum reingestellt, in die Maschine weggegangen, kommt dort zu Platz, sagt, es ist offen Schabbos. Der Platz ist offen Schabbos. Sagt, der Ruf kann nicht nehmen, der Delik von da nicht.
So, the fella took him to a garage.
Das gibt ein erstes Rauch. Das gibt ein erstes Rauch.
So he took him to a garage down, further down the road. The Ruf heard that this garage was open during Shabbos. So he turned around to the fellow who gave him the lift and he said, look, my man, I'm sorry, but I can't get, we can't buy fuel from this garage.
Der Mann getracht, sagt, ich verstehe das nicht im Ganzen. Sagt, okay, du weißt was, wir gehen noch ein Garage und sehen, was tut sich. Und gegangen zu noch ein Garage. Ich mache das Gich, das ist der ganze Meister. Hat er gegangen und gekrogen, Delik, von der Garage.
Ein zweiter
Garage hat er gekrogen, Delik.
So, he said to the fellow, look, I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy fuel from this garage. Let's go to the next garage and buy. So they came to the next garage, which had been closed on Shabbos, and he agreed to buy the petrol, the fuel there.
And genommen was zurück.
And he went, took the petrol and he went back to his car.
Geht er weg, 3 Minuten, and the man tinkt on the roof and sagt, Rabbi, du gedenkst mir? Sagt er, ja. Was ist passiert? Na, gedenkt er. Sagt er, mein Vater ist gestorben und ich darf geben zu Docke. Er hat eine Sache Binyonim in Tel Aviv Area und ich habe eine Sache Geld dort. Aber 40% darf gehen zu Docke. Und ich habe gemeint, für euch in die Yeshiva wird sein der Platz.
Oh. Sehr gut.
So a couple of months goes past and he gets a phone call from the fellow who helped him and he says, look, my father unfortunately passed away, and in his will he said that 40% of his estate must go to charity. And you with the Rosh Yeshiva, I've decided that you must be the one who gets the charity.
Wow.
And you worked so good to us and that, and we worked, and that's it. So, and so that answered the question. Der Kasher was gefragt bei seinem Talmidim, von wann kriegt er das Geld zu machen die Yeshiva?
And that answered the question to where did he get the money to run the yeshiva. So, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. The 3Ks. Next week, we'll be, all of you hopefully be back with all the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Goodbye and thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Howard and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully and enjoy yourselves. Shabbat Shalom.
And Chanukah Sameach.
Chanukah Sameach.